This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Quitters never give up.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news.
Live, local, late breaking.
We delay the start of this program to bring you a special bulletin from the NBC Newsroom in New York.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
This is...
Welcome to a bonus breaking news bulletin episode of Quitters Never Give Up. And I'm telling you, we picked a fine time to take the week off. There was a lot going on. Bean said daylight savings and is obviously a clone. Kevin's dating Marin Dungey. Ralph had Eddie Pence drink some beer. None of these stories made us want to come back for anything special. But then on Thursday, Omar announced that he's leaving Jankytown. That in and of itself was big enough news for us to convene for this special episode. With me today is Jennifer Sunshine, listener Drew, and Edwin on location in Hawaii. Shall we just start with what happened on the last couple episodes of Jankytown?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So episode 64 was Beer Mug Sucks, right? That's what
Correct.
It was called. And Beer Mug was late again. So you could start hearing Omar's frustration to Beer Mug in this beginning here.
Is Mug's unbelievable or is this believable now at this point? Tell the people what's happening right now.
So yeah, Beer Mug was late again. It started off pretty typical, and then Omar started going into, is he unbelievable? He had some kind of car issue, and Dave started to explain it, and then it keeps going from there.
You hit him up, 5 minutes ago, saying, how late are we talking, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, are we just... Because we got shit to do. Like, we got schedule, man.
Well, we have content we want to deliver the janksters. And,
that's
you know,
right, bitches.
We have busy lives. You know, Dave has his stuff going on. And listen, I have a lot of things going on. Obviously, you know.
You more than I, but, you know. So, communication, man. God. Like, anything we'll do.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Waiting.
Like, do you think he thought, like, oh, the guys will just wait for whenever I get there? Do you think he has that kind of attitude going, you know, putting out there? Or I don't know, man.
You know what?
I'm actually at a loss for words right now.
I think, knowing Muggs, like, I think he's like, well, they'll start and I'll just jump in when I get there. Because that's what I think I'll be there. So, like, don't worry, guys. Even though you may start on time or whatever, I'll be there.
Okay.
You know, like, don't worry. Right. I'm going to show up this time.
Oh, God.
So,
got it.
Let's move on. And when he shows up, he'll show up. And then we could ask him the questions we have for him. And
yeah.
And then
call him a jackass. Yeah. And yeah, he'll be Mugs again.
So that was episode 64. Things were getting a little dark on Jankytown, especially when it came to Beer Mug, right? Well, then episode 65 happened.
Okay. And
right.
This started like a regular episode. Of course, Beer Mug was late.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. And of course, Mugs isn't here. Surprise, surprise. So we're just going to start the show every single time on time because we value our time and, you know, we make an appointment to start recording and we keep the promise to each other because we respect one another. Right, Dave?
I respect you very mucho, Omar.
Thanks,
I think that's the perfect English, too.
It is.
So, yeah, typical episode. Then they started talking about trick-or-treating, putting out decorations for Christmas. Omar was pretty happy about that. There was a listener grievance from Scott for Dave basically not giving him credit for suggesting a story. And then there was McGrib talk. And this is where I think it's kind of started turning because Dave sent this in. This is Dave's whole subject. This is Dave's whole bit. And Dave forgot that it was the 40th anniversary of the McRib. And it just seemed like he didn't really read the story. And that was one of the things that was making Omar a little fed up. And then they did some vaccine talk, which it wasn't anything crazy for them. It wasn't out of left field. Everybody was pretty in line with the same kind of beliefs and stuff on that. And then they did Squid Games, and then they did Limb Games. And Dave did not want to do Limb Games. Limb Games was this. Would you play Squid Games or a Squid Games type reality show in knowing that you could win some money, but you'd lose like a finger or something, right? It's kind of a banal question. You know, when you talk to your friends, you talk about that, like how much money would it take for you to like lose a toe?
Oh, okay. Right.
Hypothetical.
But when you've been drinking at 3 a.m., yes, these conversations come up.
But it was like any kind of old Kevin and Bean thing where they'd call, mm-hmm. hey, thank you, India. You know, hello, this is India. Thank you. But Dave didn't want to do it.
Look at how uncomfortable Dave is. Dave hates when we do
Dave
this.
Dave hates
sort of
this.
Dave hates this so much. That's one of the reasons I love to do this.
I really got to poop, guys.
You don't have to poop.
Dave next?
Yeah.
Is Dave next?
Yeah, Dave's next for sure.
Okay. I'm not doing it. No.
You are.
Oh, you have to.
No, not.
You got to do it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you got to do it. All right. This is a
call McDonald's.
Okay, Dave, this is McDonald's. This is you. You can start with McRib talk. Sweet talking with that McRib talk.
Sauce him up.
Hello, McDonald's.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong number. Thanks.
No problem.
On that clip you hear, Dave just didn't want to do it. And
he just bailed.
Yeah, it just kept building up. He's like, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to have fun. I'm not going to want to do it. So then that led to the rant from Omar at the end of 65.
You can't just fucking play along. I fucking do fucking everything. All I want you to do is fucking play along a little bit and have some fun, man.
Yeah, that's not my cup of tea. So
I don't give a shit. It's play along. Everybody has everybody has to do their fucking part, man.
Yes, man. And you did yours on that one. Muggs did his, and that one I chose not to participate in. And that's fine.
Why, Dave? No, I want to hold on, Omar. I want a reason, Dave. A legitimate reason that you're going to tell me right now that's going to have me go, "Okay, you know what, Dave, I'll accept that." Go.
I don't enjoy it.
But what if our janksters do? What if our Patreons are patrons?
So, yeah, you hear Omar really just pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds real.
That is real. that's definite. And I understand why, but what came next?
Well, and don't they, like we, have a show rundown? Yeah. And so Omar was probably like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to call these people. So that was the expectation. And if Dave didn't say prior to that, like, hey, I don't feel comfortable doing this, or I don't enjoy it. But to bail out when they're recording the show.
We can get a little more into that later as we go into who's the dick. But they have a pre-show meeting that mm-hmm. Beer Mug never goes to. But Dave was there. So let's listen to part two.
It was a fucking bit, dude. It's just a bit. Like, sometimes we just do things that make us uncomfortable, but we're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's things you enjoy or you don't enjoy. And
so?
You
think I enjoy fucking doing 95% of the work on this fucking podcast and then having you not fucking play along? You think I enjoy that, asshole?
I don't know. Maybe.
No,
maybe.
You know what? I don't. I'm starting not to enjoy it for sure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. This week it's me. So cool. Yeah.
You're a fucking. Oh, you're. Oh, okay. Bye.
We'll see you next week.
That is awesome.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pretty dark, huh?
He's like, he's like a big Ted, if you want a super old reference. After a while, he had tattitude and he didn't want to do the bits. And so that led to him getting off the show.
Yeah.
So, Dave, you're the new Big Ted. How do you feel about that?
what do you got? What are your thoughts, Drew?
So, I mean, I totally get it, too, because, like, it's two things. A, he doesn't enjoy it, but, yeah, it should have come up first. That they have a rundown. Like, that doesn't need to happen. Yeah, you can add things in post, but that just drops the whole energy. So, Dave's being a dick, but are we going to get into what came after this? Because that's the part where I'm like, there may be another dick.
Well, let's get into who's the dick. Let's see. Who's the segment? Dick?
Is there a new segment? Who's the other dick?
How many dicks are there?
Yeah.
This is starting
How
to
many
sound
dicks?
Like, starting to sound like a really bad porn movie.
Oh, right. Oh no.
Who's the dick? Right?
Nice, Christopher.
Who wants to start? Drew?
I want to say, because since now Omar has left Janky Town, I want to put Omar up on being a dick because of how he handled it, especially after he was there to witness how there was the listener reaction to when the show was ended, to when Bean left, when anyone leaves. I kind of feel that this is more, it's something that actually hurts us than it hurts the show. And while that probably wasn't his intention, it's still like a stab in the heart. So we lose Omar. We don't get a goodbye. Episode 69's in the air. There's a lot of things that could have been handled a bit cleaner on his part, especially since he is choosing to bow out. So I'm going Omar. His reasons may be just, but I don't like how it went down.
I'm going with Dave and Beer Mug. I mean, listen to this part.
Like you think I enjoy fucking doing 95% of the work on this fucking podcast and then having you not fucking play along? You think I enjoy that, asshole?
I don't know, maybe.
No,
maybe.
Dave and Beer Mug, they don't doubt that he does 95% of the work on the podcast. And when you do 95% of the work on anything and it kind of starts turning, you're basically pulling them along. It becomes a chore, and we know that Omar said in the past many times, like almost giving him warnings, like, hey, when this stuff's becoming fun for me, I'm gone. I have to go.
Right, right.
So, you know, Omar works on the schedule. He gives them story segments. They don't read through them. You know, they had a meeting before that I'm pretty sure Omar put together. And you know, like we were saying, that's where Dave should have said, we don't want to do this bit or bring a different bit or do something else.
Yeah.
They could talk about him doing any number of things. It's just not fair that they don't prepare. And hopefully the show keeps going, but they still prepare.
I'm in full agreement with that too. I'm not saying Omar is horrible. I just don't like how things went down at the end. Right. I still think everyone is at fault here, and it's a room full of dicks. But I am a little bit hurt by him. So that's my only Omar is a dick with that.
Eddie, what's your take?
It seems that I'm with Drew that Omar did most of the work and he got fed up with other people not pulling their share. But I also agree that he could have handled it differently. Because like you said, 69 episode has coming up. I was going to go to that. So I guess there's a little bit of blame to spread around. Yeah, I guess they're both the dicks then. Dave and Beer Mug for not preparing, not doing their share, and Omar for blowing up and leaving that way. But it's kind of understandable. So I guess less dickishness on Omar is my verdict.
I say, listen, they're like brothers, right? They've been together 20 some odd years, maybe. I don't know exactly. They've played together and worked together. And like any siblings, I think we all get on each other's nerves and that kind of fun stuff. And I think for Omar, he's part of the morning show. And I heard Allie on the morning, the Klein show, is pregnant. And so she's going to take maternity leave. He's dealing with 16 some odd stations. Plus he's married with kids. And maybe sometimes your siblings need to be a little bit more supportive and not just totally lean on you when you've got such a heavy load going on. But that's what siblings do, right? And I still think it's also sometimes you have to walk away in order to save the friendship, relationship, siblingship, and just take a break for a while. And then they're all going to come back and laugh about it at some point, I think. So yeah, maybe he was a dick. And yeah, they were dicks. But really, at the end of the day, when we look at those relationships, when we look at, like, you know, even when, okay, so here's an example. Our beloved Ralph, once shortly after he was off the morning show, he had mentioned something to the effect, and I don't know if it was on the Kevin Smith Babylon. I don't know exactly where he said this, but it was something to the effect of, you know, sometimes your coworkers aren't really your friends. And that stuck with me because it did not resonate with me, because after listening to that show for so long, there's no way they couldn't be friends. And Ralph did his own show, and then pandemic happened. And now look at Ralph's on KLOS at least once a week doing voices for Kevin. So that love never goes away, really. And I just think somebody needs, sometimes you just need time away to figure things out a little bit, a little perspective.
I like that. Yeah. I would not be surprised if they came back together and did something later on.
Yeah.
Cause like you said, maybe they just need a break. And like you said, they've been through a lot. Yeah. I like your, I like that take.
I think episode 69 is still probably going to happen.
I would think so. Right.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've already laid the groundwork. They're just going to show up and drink. I know it sucks that he left so abruptly, but Omar's not the type to just bail like that. He probably will maybe not do a big part of 69 or wait, of episode 69. of episode 69, but he will, he'll probably be there just to at least mingle with the janksters, you know.
I would hope so, because like that's what I don't say I expect of Omar, but I don't think he would abandon everyone and just be like, I'm out, especially because like he constantly said that one of the reasons why he did was to support everything that he got. So like, hey, we support you, Omar. We're gonna miss you. Don't go.
If you hear this, Omar, if this ever gets posted, please come to the episode 69 show.
Right.
Well, I'll buy you a drink myself.
Well, and then too, everybody should take their Janky Town sticker that they got and have them sign it, because if should they never do it again, these will be totally rare.
Oh, yeah.
Not that anyone outside Janky Town would want one, but okay.
still haven't got mine. Still waiting.
Oh. Me neither. yeah, so I think it's going to still happen. And like Jen said, I think they're still going to come together in some way.
Right? You
know? Maybe take a hiatus.
Because even when we talked to Lisa May and when we talked to Kevin, you know, they had already decided. It's so funny because it's like they had already decided that they were going to give her 6 months and let her know ahead of time. And then it was Metro. Was it Metro? Was that the company? They were the ones.
Metro
hired
Traffic.
Her.
Yeah.
But people to this day are still pissed off that they let her, they did her dirty. And it's like, they didn't do her dirty. She doesn't hold anything against Kevin. Everything's totally fine. So it's really kind of like, you know, we can get angry at the moment, but you're not hanging on to that the rest of your life. That's silly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we've noticed that most of the people on the show, that's their attitude. Because Ralph goes on Kevin and Sluggo show. Lisa's fine. She went on Kevin and Sluggo show the first week. So they seem to be able to live with this and deal with it and get over the hurt. And so that could well happen with Janky Town too, I think.
Yeah. The Kay and Kevin and Bean family, as that extends out to many different factions, they're too strong. They love each other too much. We're not like my dysfunctional family. Like, this is a family I want to be in. So it'll be fine.
I want to introduce another dick. Or possible dick. I've been seeing things where people are posting Odyssey is the one that's making them do this. That he's going to take over for Ali, and Odyssey's like, you can't do that podcast anymore because you talk bad about the station.
He hasn't talked bad about the station. He just says 16 things or 16 shows or whatever. I could totally see that as well.
I kind of see it a little bit, but I don't see that this whole thing would happen where they'd fight like this and he'd leave abruptly.
Oh, yeah, and also, he's not the only Odyssey employee either. So I don't think it is coming from up there, unless it really is something where like he might become an on-air person. But I doubt that. Like, as you announce it cleaner than this, like I'm leaving for this great opportunity type thing. Not, you know, I'm having to go. So
But then I know Beer Mug works there, but maybe he's like that guy Milton where they just forgot he's on the payroll.
He just keeps showing up. Do you have my stapler? Have you seen my stapler?
Beer Mug, where's your stapler?
Yeah, but if you remember at the end of Office Space, isn't it Milton that's on the island that got all the money?
Good, right. Place
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Beer Mug never be fired, and he's going to end up on an island with a bunch of money.
Yeah.
For those of you in the over 50 club like me, Mary Tyler Moore had the same deal. The worst guy, Ted Baxter, when the new station bought him out, he was the only guy left, and they fired everybody else. So, yeah, Beer Mug's going to be the new Ted Baxter, for if you want an old reference, kids.
Nice.
Google it.
Another possible dick, Patreon. Just the pressure from being on Patreon.
That's interesting. Because, yeah, it wasn't just them goofing around. They were actually on a show with people paying for the show, yeah.
You know, I can see that, because a lot of stuff that I do with Twitch, and we do have some, I have some friends that work with Patreon. There is a lot of pressure when people are paying you for a service or promises you made to, you need to keep that up. And I know even me myself, when like Twitch, they are their affiliate program, even though it's all donation based, I still feel like, okay, I'm letting you down if I'm not providing. So I could see how that could also be some major stress for them too.
Yeah
they were gonna do some more video content, some beer mug jackass or janky ass, whatever it was gonna be called. I guess Omar maybe saw that, oh, that shit's all gonna be on me, I'm gonna have to figure out what we're gonna do,
right?
And it, when it was free once a week, it was just kind of more fun, because he just one show, not worry about it. Maybe exactly. Maybe it's on this week, maybe it's not,
right?
Yeah, how much do we all complain about editing? It's a thing. It takes time, guys.
So we figured out who the dick is, just everybody. Just a whole room full of dicks.
So. It's a bucket of dicks.
I endorse that.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket of dicks. So are there any more conspiracy theories? Come on, give me some wild ones. No. Any?
Isn't it obvious? It's Kevin's new girlfriend. She called Jakey Town, told Omar, get off. Oh, no. I don't want to hear you anymore.
And Maren just calls up like this voice changer, like, you have one day to quit the show, Lee.
Or I'm sending you Crocs. And a water bottle. Okay, so will they continue, and how should they continue?
I think they need to take a break. And I think maybe after the holidays.
They need to push through so we can get to 69.
That's true.
No, they should totally stop at episode 69. How's that for a way to go out on top?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. The brothers need to kind of figure it out. If Beer Mug's not going to show up and Dave's just going to flake on stuff while they're recording, then they're going to have to get their shit back together somehow.
Even if 66, 67, and 68 are done on their phones with like one
in
is
Hawaii.
Like, is like Dave eating a McRib and the other one's Beer Mug being Beer Mug, and you know, even if it's just 30 minutes, it just has to happen so we get to 69. That's my thought.
There we
agreed.
Well, especially like for those that aren't, you know, like on the Patreon for it, like there's the Janky Town Plus episodes where they have listeners in. They can just go ahead and knock out two of those and have, you know, like their virtual Omar, someone that, you know, is on the list, can come in, and there you go, we can get the 69.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we all agree they should. The question is, can they or will they? We should vote on that. What do you say? I'm going to say they can't do it. They're going to blow it.
If we can do it, they can do it. That's my vote.
Right?
You know. If we can put this janky thing together, they can put some janky stuff together. Okay, so who should they get to fill in the third seat?
Doto.
Really? I love the guy, but I don't think I could deal with that at all.
That's the comedy.
Nick
that's,
the sign that's, holder.
Yeah, that's right? The vote about- for comedy, but I don't I think they need someone that's strong in that seat.
What about Sam?
Oh no, I got it. Chip.
Yeah,
Chip would be good.
She's great. Great personality.
Chip would be great if Chip could do it. Someone from the coven, I think. Yeah, I was thinking that a woman needs to be in there, because there's
Dr. Rachel.
Dr. Rachel, yeah.
The whole coven. Good. Let's get them all.
All the coven, yeah.
Kelly, yeah.
I have no clue what chaos that would cause. I'm just saying, guys. That's
we do have a clue. That's why we want it.
We do have a clue that would cause a lot of chaos, but it'd be like that St. Patrick's Day episode we always go back to.
Right?
Yeah. You know,
every week. Okay.
Every week.
St. Patrick's Day every week. Oh, my God. I love that.
No, I mean, okay, so we've had the coven on, and then Kelly's been on Janky Town, and Rachel's been on Janky Town. They are really good.
Yeah.
You know, they have a really good presence. They could really, you know, they're very entertaining listening to them. So yeah, I think
absolutely. Yes, they are. Sure. I can agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they were the best guests, because all we did was say something and then they just ran with it.
All right. Anybody else have any other ideas that's not Sam and Doto? I know you got somebody.
I say Nick the Signholder. Just take any of the weirdos from the old show.
Rodney. Yeah. I was going to say Rodney.
Rodney, oh my God.
All right.
Hey, welcome to Janky Tail Podcast. I'm Rodney. I just got back from a show where Blondie was playing with Bananarama at the Troubadour. It was Saturday night at 9:30 because I had pudding at 10.
Unless you brought in Psycho Mike, he'd be a good energy with those guys.
Oh, he'd be another good one, sure.
Yeah.
He's out. I'm still saying Chip.
Yeah, I think Chip too.
All right. We'll call a close to this special breaking news bulletin episode, and we'll send it off with this sad reggaeton horn.
That's awesome.
All right, Omar, we'll look forward to hearing you somewhere else. I don't know if I'm going to have to start listening to Ali and Klein to listen to Omar, but. We look forward to whatever Omar does in the future, and hopefully he comes back.
Absolutely.
Good luck, Omar.
All right.
Yes. Keep it going, Dave. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.